Welcome to the She Builds a Podcast. I'm your host, Carla, here with another episode. We're on episode number 52, and this episode is for the procrastinators. This episode is for the people who wait until the last minute to get things done. This podcast, this episode, is for the people who press snooze in the morning instead of just waking up. Thank you for tuning in to the She Blows It podcast. I'm your host, Carla, and you are in for a treat today. Make sure that you go and follow us on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel, which videos will be coming soon, and check out our website at www.SheBlowsIt.com, and we will have surveys to get feedback from you and poll questions just to get an idea of what your opinion is, so we know what we're talking about here. Truth be told, I have never been the most organized person. I have never been a morning person, never was a morning person until I was about 27 years old. And I'm still a morning person, although I do like to sleep in. But this episode is for the snoozers, the ones who say, I want to wake up at 5 a.m. and go to the gym. But when it's time to go to the gym, they press the snooze button. Not only just for the gym, but different type of goals. Like, I want to make it to work on time. Punctuality, stuff like that. We say we want to be punctual. We say we want to be on time. But when the time comes, we press the snooze button. So my philosophy is better late than never. Although, never late is better, in the words of Drake. Typically, the startling sounds of my iPhone alarm is set to wake me up at 6 o'clock a.m. sharp every morning. But I allow myself more shut-eye and prep time to rise at 7 a.m. instead. See what I'm saying? The battle of not wanting to wake up in the morning means nothing without utilization of the oh-so-convenient snooze button. We all love that. So guess what I do? Yes, I snooze it up. I find myself hitting the snooze button to extend the meeting behind my eyelids until about 7:15, fully aware of the fact that I have to be to work by 9 a.m. bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. By the time I realize it, the blankets, the sheets, the pillows fly everywhere just for me to get up, drag my ass to go brush my teeth, shower, get dressed, put on my makeup, because I'd rather be late and look awesome than to look like all hell break loose. So I'm going to be late anyway, so I might as well look good. What do? I spend my time primping and prancing around as if I'm not already on someone else's watch, aside from my own Monday through Friday. Here's the thing, though. The iconic part about all of this, right, is that even when I wake up early and attempt to prepare myself for the day, I somehow manage to still be late. Whether it be because I lost my keys, I'm constantly looking for my keys in the morning. Where are my keys? I spend about 15 minutes looking for keys, and on top of that, already late. I know a lot of y'all can relate to this too. A lot of y'all can relate to needing to run out of the house, rush out of the house, and it seems like when you're doing that, you lose everything. You lose your keys, and then once you find your keys, it's like, well, geez, now where's my phone? So now you spend all that time looking for your keys. Now you're looking for your phone. And then once you find your phone, then you're looking for your purse or your wallet, or it's always something. And it always starts with the keys. Anyhow, 1 minute my keys are in my hands, I put them down somewhere to grab something else. Then I'm running around the house like a chicken with my head cut off because I've lost my keys again. Then once I find my keys, I've lost what I picked up before I lost my keys. And then I go on a goose hunt looking for that. And the struggle of getting myself together at times is real, partly due to my need to be impeccable before I go anywhere. And I literally have to push myself out of the door late, that is, every day. And these scenarios don't even all apply to work. It could be going out on dates with my husband. It could be meetings, parties. For example, when someone invites you to a party that starts at 7, but you figure you'll arrive at 8 because no one else will be on time anyway, I'm going to sip my coffee to that one. The party isn't jumping because you don't want to be the first person there. You see what I'm saying? This has become something that has morphed into a social norm. Let's be late because, you know, ain't nobody going to be there anyway. It's not going to be popping until about 10. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know you've gone to a party and you went late because you knew that no one was going to be at that party until about 2 hours after it started. What about when you're getting ready to go on a date and you knew you were supposed to be ready at 8, but you just jumped in the shower at 7:30 with no idea of what you're wearing? You still have to do your hair. You still have to do your makeup. Fellas, y'all have it a little easier because y'all don't have to do all of that. You know, like y'all just jump in the shower, put your smell goods on, cleanse, all that stuff. But not much is really involved. I mean, if you believe otherwise, just hit me up on the website at www.sheblowsit.com and let me know your thoughts on that, or send me a DM on the Instagram page at sheblowsit_pod. But fellas, it's fairly easy for you all to get ready. My favorite line is, hold on, you ever wait for someone to pick you up and they say, I'm at the light? That's my favorite line. My favorite line is, I'm at the light. Now, when someone says, I'm at the light, this applies to the person who is picking someone up and they are late. But they really don't want to provide insight into how late they're really going to be. So they give roundabout answers just to get you to sit tight while you conveniently wait for them. You know, like that kind of stuff. So it's like, okay, you're at the light, but what light? It's okay. We've all done that. Don't act like you haven't done that before. Now, on my days off, and I don't know about y'all, but on my days off, I schedule days off and I have all these elaborate plans to unwind and get my mind right for the upcoming week, working on growing my podcast for you all. But who am I fooling when I know damn well I'm still going to be late on Monday because I'm exhausted from Sunday? And the level of motivation that I have working to build someone else's dream and neglecting my own continues to manifest. Honestly, I'm over at .com, but better late than never. Now, speaking in terms of working to manifest other people's dreams, for all of my folks out here who are listening to this, better late than never. It is never too late for us to pursue our dreams. Tomorrow is not promised, so sooner rather than later. But it's never too late to pursue your dreams. And literally, in terms of punctuality, we've all been in this situation. We all know what it's like to be late. We all know why we're late. And it's because we press the snooze button. Stop pressing the snooze button and get up. I know it's hard and you feel so groggy. It's a new routine. But in order for us procrastinators, in order for us snoozers to not be losers, we have to get up at the sound of the alarm. So better late than never. But get up at the sound of the alarm and see how much your life changes. I'm a 5 a.m. gym rat, and in order to conquer this procrastinating part of my journey, and hopefully this is helpful to you all too, was making myself get up at 5 a.m. every morning to go to the gym, to go for a run, to go for a walk, to get my day started. Not only that, that lessens our time to have to rush. For us procrastinators, rushing produces anxiety. So it alleviates that feeling that you need to rush, and it also gives you time to do stuff for yourself. So although it's better late than never, try and start sooner than later. Stop hitting that snooze button and see how your routine changes. If you have any questions for me, you know where to find me at SheBlowsIt_pod on Instagram. Send me a message in the DM, or you can leave me a message and send me an email on our website at www.sheblowsit.com. And that is it for this week. I know I missed y'all last week, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you've learned three things from this episode. One, that you're not alone in your procrastination. You're not alone in your lack of punctuality at times. Two, create a schedule where you force yourself to get up. You just got to force yourself to get up, because the things that you don't want to do are the things that you most likely should be doing. So when that alarm clock goes off, don't press snooze. Get up, no matter how you feel. And three, it's never too late to start your new journey. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I'm so grateful for all of you who took the opportunity and took the time to listen to this episode. Again, follow us on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. And send me a message on our website at www.sheblowsit.com. I'm your host, Carla, and I will talk to you on the next episode.